back here on the pregame show on USF Bulls Unlimited with defensive coordinator Glenn Spencer. Before we get to today's formidable opponent, last week I just want to commend you. I know you told me that it might take your guys a couple of possessions before they really get into the flow, but you were right on that, and obviously they were prepared.
I think so. You know, we had some mental breakdowns early, and, you know, again, to think that we're going to shut them down, it doesn't matter what level, they give you schematic issues. But very proud of the guys, how we kind of got some things figured out on the sideline. And bottom line was the effort, and the effort was there. Staying up, you know, a lot of guys, if they were on the ground, they got up fast, and a lot of times, you know, they stayed alive. That was a big goal of the game, and very pleased. Yeah, it was a good opener.
A guy that I probably undersold his value in the game planning must have been Mr. Mangum, because he had played against the Citadel, and based on what he said afterwards, he was spreading some tips around to his guys. Did you get his help? And, oh, by the way, his performance was pretty good.
Yeah, performance was good. That didn't surprise me, because that's the kind of camp he's had. I'd have been surprised if he wouldn't have played well. He plays with good leverage, you know, and uses his hands well. And obviously those types of things he had seen before out of them. And, you know, he was in the right place and did his job at the right time and was able to make some plays. So very productive, and, you know, a couple times, just so proud of his strain and his effort. He's, you know, balls on the hash, and he's running down an option that got outside on the far numbers. You know, he's in on the tackle. So whenever you get your bigs that can do that, boy, you're in business. So hopefully they can continue that and build on that.
Bigs were great from the middle to the end. Of course, you had to prepare them and your linebackers a little bit differently for last week than you do for this week. How much of a drastic, not the opponent's talent, I'm talking about the actual scheme, is the change to this week?
Just night and day. You know, it's a total turnaround. You know, you're going to get zone schemes now. You know, those big bodies are going to get shoulder to shoulder and work up on the next level. You know, passing game, pass protection is going to be totally different. You know, it's just coming back to, I don't want to say pro style, but spread attack, a lot of weapons, using everybody, using the whole field, you know, and an experienced quarterback that can get the ball to the right people. So, big challenge, yep.
You mentioned the schemes. Actually, the offensive line is, I mean, everyone starts with the quarterback, and he's great, and their sophomore running back had a great game, but how difficult is their offensive line?
Yeah, you just, they're massive, and they can move zone schemes or gap schemes. You know, sometimes when guys are so big, they're not a big gap scheme team, but they can do both. And then tailbacks that can see it, can see where the fit is and can make the right cut. So, you know, every play, you know, across the board, you better have guys that know their assignment and then can stay in their gap, and then the physicality of it comes into play of how much movement they're going to get on you. So that's the next challenge, just after scheme being where you're supposed to be.
That was going to be my next question. It's a good segue, though, because physicality was something we talked about. I thought they were pretty physical against the Citadel. Were you pleased with that part of it, and how much better is it going to have to get this week?
I was. It's kind of like in the option game, it's a lot of a lot of veer blocks, a lot of arc blocks. So they're option off guys, or they're just kind of trying to get you on the ground, where these guys are trying to put their face, you know, right on you and get movement. So it's different for sure. And that'll be the tell. It starts up front. It's just how well we can match up with them physically, with gap control and then separation off blocks.
And then last thing, I know Coach Scott seems so level-headed about everything. Whole message was just another game. Technically it is, but are you getting a little bit more from him this week as far as excitement and anticipation?
Not really. And I know that's probably not a popular answer, but and I think the generation, you know, that it's Notre Dame and the college, tradition up there, but they don't know. We could throw out those names of the past that we all, you know, the historic collegiate names, and they would kind of turn ahead to you and say, well, you know, it doesn't matter to them. All I'm saying is what matters is kind of when you turn on that film, what are those 11 guys doing on that play that has a life of its own and being effective against them. So, he has been level-headed, and it's been about the preparation of how we prepare to play the best we can.
That's probably best for the kids. We'll keep the nostalgia to ourselves after hopefully a victory today. Good luck, Coach.
All right. Thank you a lot.
This is USF Bulls Unlimited. Offensive coordinator Charlie Weiss, well, I should say junior today. I think you all know those questions that are coming. But first of all, Coach, let's talk about last week. And one thing that Jeff Scott said during the week that really stood out to me was how prepared the team was, how no one was late to a meeting, and how nothing really surprised him during the game. You would think that your worst fears are all in your head, but smoothly for you too?
It was a very smooth operation. You know, the biggest thing was coming out. We had a big emphasis on not having penalties, not throwing interceptions and fumbles, all that stuff. So we did a good job taking care of the ball, not having pre-snap penalties. For the most part, we were good in terms of our assignments and some of those things. So that was what I was most pleased with. The operation, the tempo of our team, I felt was good. There's some physical errors that are going to happen in the first game that we got to get cleaned up. But overall, I was pleased with the organization and the structure of everything.
People might not realize that you do have officials at some of your practices. And I guess you tell them not to take it easy, and that helps, I guess.
Definitely. And we make a big emphasis on penalties and turnovers, especially since our first scrimmage was a little sloppy in terms of taking care of the ball and having penalties. So since that point, we've made a huge emphasis on it, working on turnovers twice a week, doing some individual drills for that, and then making sure we have the referees at practice to penalize us when we're not doing things right. So since then, I think we've seen a big change.
You know, especially with a few new offensive linemen, you might have been concerned about holding. That didn't happen. So speak about how the second stringers, as it were, now first stringers, came in and played.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about four guys really starting for the first time, and I was very pleased with how they played. Obviously, we ran the ball really well, did okay in protection. Still have some room to improve there. But for a whole unit, you know, when you're starting four new guys for the first time, they did a really good job of going in there, executing the game plan, and making things happen for those backs.
And how does your communication with Coach Mo, Alan Mogridge, go when it comes to, you know, letting him know what you need and vice versa?
Me and Coach Mo have lots of discussions throughout the week and throughout the game of what can these guys handle. You know, we don't want to put too much on their plate to make them think too much or any of that. And so those discussions throughout the week happen. We really nail down the game plan to make it a little bit simpler for them so that they can go out there and execute. And then in the game, you know, we're trying to see what front are they in, what looks are we getting, where can we help our guys out to get us in good looks.
And by game plan, now we look forward to this week. Probably going to have to be a little bit more diverse. Not that you guys didn't look downfield, but is that kind of the idea?
Yeah, I mean, you know, first game, you know, with a bunch of new starters out there, definitely, you know, try to keep things simple. And, you know, as you play a great opponent like Notre Dame and a great defense, as they have with a great scheme, you're definitely going to have to, you know, do some things and hit some shots down the field to give yourself a chance.
So I did a little bit of math. By the time your dad was the head coach at Notre Dame, you were in your teens.
Yeah.
What was your experience like during that whole situation?
It was great. You know, there's ups and downs with it, right? There was the ups of at the beginning, you know, my dad getting hired by the place that he went to school. You know, the first couple of seasons were great. Brady Quinn's in the Heisman Finals and, you know, going to big bowl games, playing huge games, you know, good seasons. And then there's the lows of as the years went on and things didn't go quite as well and not winning as many games as you want. And eventually my dad getting let go. Those are obviously tough times. But overall, there were so many lessons learned. And Notre Dame's such a special place. It really is a beautiful campus with a lot of great people there. And so a lot of memories to take away. You know, there's tons of good things. And then even the bad things, there's a lot to take away from it and learn as I get into coaching.
And is there really much that you can pass on to the guys, or is it almost like, you know, they'll experience it when they get on the field today?
Yeah, you know, you're going to experience it. You know, it's going to be cool when you see Touchdown Jesus for the first time and seeing that crowd and that atmosphere. And the biggest thing I always felt when you step on that campus is there's just a different feel to it. And, you know, they'll definitely feel that. But once that ball's kicked off, it's over from there. You know, it's a game. You know, it's us versus them. And we got to do what we got to do to go win the game.
Takes us to our last question. Forget about the vibe and the aura. What about the defense you guys are going up against?
I mean, it's a great defense. They've got about 11 defensive linemen that they play and rotate in, and they're all good. There's no drop-off top to bottom. The secondary's long, athletic, and strong. Their linebackers are extremely great, especially number 6 is a heck of a player, being extremely physical on the edge of that defense and fitting the run in the box. So they have a great scheme. They put their players in positions to succeed, so it's a great challenge. But one we're really excited for.
Hopefully you have more nostalgia based on today to look back on a win. Good luck, Coach.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
Offensive coordinator Charlie Weiss, Jr.
Our pregame show continues. The Bulls will kick it off in South Bend against Notre Dame shortly. Mike Hampton joins us. Mike, first of all, congratulations on week one. I know that was a lot of work just to get on the field in these conditions for that first game. What did that mean to you when you finally walked out on the stadium on game day?
You know, everything with COVID this year was different, but we knew as a team we had to come together and win. You know, it's going to be a different atmosphere, no fans, no family there. We had to come there, come together as a team and put, get a win.
You played that triple option team. You kept them out of the end zone. But maybe even more impressive, you held them under 4 yards per carry, and that doesn't happen to them very often. What did you guys do right defensively to accomplish that?
See ball, get ball. That's what Coach harped on all week, see ball, get ball, and all that run to the ball.
Well, it worked as the Bulls get to 1-0. Now a different challenge today in South Bend against Notre Dame. It's a different offensive philosophy you'll face, obviously. But also what really jumps out is the size difference. I mean, Notre Dame likes to use their tight ends. They're just so much bigger. What do you expect from them?
They're bigger than us and maybe stronger than us, but we just got to play fast and physical. We know we're a faster team. We got to use that to our advantage.
What does it mean to go up to Notre Dame? This is, you know, I know you can't focus on that, but it's a historic place in college football.
Mm-hmm. It's big. You know, last time we was up there, we got the W, and we plan on going up there to get a W again.
Has Coach talked about that game in 2011 at all when the Bulls came up there and beat Notre Dame?
Yes, sir. He showed the video of the fumble recovery going for a touchdown on Monday.
Kayvon Webster, 96 yards. We'll never forget it. Here you are, senior year. That's hard to believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It feels like I was just here yesterday at my freshman year walking in. But, it got here quick, and I'm ready to have a great senior year.
Tell us about what you feel you need to do leadership-wise as a senior.
Be more vocal. I feel like I'll show you, lead by my actions, but I feel like I need to be more vocal this year.
Tell us a little bit about this defensive secondary. It's a veteran group. You guys kind of lift each other up. And this, many people look at this Bulls defense, look at the secondary and say, hey, that's the strength.
Yeah, we pride on being ball hawks. We come out each and every day eager to get the ball, whether it's in 1-on-1, 7-on-7, team, which is hungry for the ball.
How is this year different with COVID and the things you have to go through? Obviously, there's a lot of steps every week to getting on the field, but mentally, how is it different? I mean, this is unprecedented.
It's real different. We know it happened. This never happened before. Everything is limited. We got to take it every day step by step and just get ready to play.
As we get set for the Bulls and the Fighting Irish, and Vice President of Athletics Mike O'Kelly joins us. Michael, we've talked a little bit last week about the rebuilding of this non-conference schedule, but tell us a little bit about this game in particular, if you could. It's so unique because it's such a big-name opponent. It came together quickly, and it's not just a one-game fix this year stopgap. It's multiple games in future years.
That's exactly right, Jim. This is a highly unusual situation that came up, obviously, with everything that happened with COVID schedule. We lost 3 games in a couple of hours, it seemed like, and had to kind of rebuild the schedule. And then really what happened is once the MAC decided not to play football this fall, that Western Michigan was supposed to go to Notre Dame on this date. And as soon as I saw that happen, I reached out to Jack Swarbrick, the AD, and said, hey, is this a date that might work for the Bulls to come to South Bend? And from there we kind of kept talking. But it is very unique because, you know, traditionally in a 2-for-1 deal, you might see bigger guarantees involved in a lot of things, but in this case they won't have fans. We're obviously have a very limited fan base, and rather than negotiating a different revenue pot that may not exist because they don't have the revenue to give, we negotiated a situation where they'll come to Tampa, which in the future, which is really, really important to us, in my opinion, to be able to have a brand like Notre Dame come in and play us in our stadium is something we've never had before, and that's really the great thing. So it accomplished a lot of things. Number one, filled a hole in this year's dates with an opponent that I know our players and coaches are very excited to go have that opportunity. It's bringing Notre Dame to Raymond James for the first time at some point in the future. And then we will still have a chance to go out to Notre Dame in the future as well with a more traditional situation where our fans can come and everything that goes along with that normal game day. So I look at it like a win-win-win. I appreciate the teamwork with Notre Dame, and I'm just very glad that we were able to put this together.
It's a big proposition to travel a football team under normal circumstances. This one is really something with specific seating on the plane and all the things you need to think about at the hotel. And, you know, we've talked a lot over the past couple months, really, about the influence of USF Health and all of the staffers that have kept student athletes safe. This is another big proposition going on the road for the first time.
Yeah, another huge challenge and another great testament to our equipment staff, to our sports medicine staff, and everyone working so hard to get it together. But everyone that's tried to be very disciplined in the recent months, it goes to a new level when you talk about going in on the road in football in this particular unique COVID season. And the AAC has allowed us to put together some good protocols to follow. And part of what it's done is obviously our three tests this week for anyone involved in the travel party to make sure we're having no positives on that plane. And then the plane itself, we've reduced our normal travel party a great bit because we wanted to give as much separation on the plane as we possibly could. And so it's a bare bones traveling moving pod, if you will, that we. We'll get checked again on Friday morning. If everyone that's clean will be on that bus and plane, we'll get up to Notre Dame, and there won't be any. We'll stay together as a unit to the hotel and stay very, very close together so that we can fly back safely on Saturday night.
A couple of road games in a row after this, but October 10th, the Bulls come home. It's homecoming, ironically, against East Carolina. And we encourage fans to get out to the stadium. We do expect to have opportunities through 1-800-GO-BULLS, usfbullsticks.com. Seats are being sold right now. What's that going to mean on October 10th to be back with fans?
Well, that'll be a huge blessing, and we're obviously hoping that, we've already been selling tickets for that, as we talked about. The first game last week, we definitely did not have fans, and We're hopeful that we continue to progress as a community to allow that to happen. So tickets are available right now, as you said, on 1-800 Go Bulls, and that'll be the next great step. Where it's great to be already playing, to get in front of more of our fans would be a real blessing for us. So we're hopeful that continues in that direction.
As unusual as it is, it's a great place to be, great history, and a great opportunity for the Bulls. I know you're very familiar with South Bend. Enjoy the day, and we'll see if the Bulls can recreate a little bit of that 2011 magic. Thanks for taking time for us.
Thank you, Jim. That's right. It's a special opportunity for our team. I know they're excited for the opportunity, and let's, as Coach Scott has said earlier in the week, let's just go all out, have fun, play hard, and see what happens. So we're excited about the opportunity.
Vice President of Athletics Michael Kelly, Head Coach Jeff Scott joins us. Coach, you talked a lot during the week about how cool it is to come to Notre Dame. You thought that you were going to do it with your prior school, and it turns out you come here with USF. What does it mean to you?
Yeah, this is a great experience. I'm just I'm happy for our players to get this opportunity. When all the players started playing football, they dreamed of playing on the biggest stage. And for our young man to have an opportunity to come play up in this stadium today against one of the best teams in the country, this is something that is not only going to be special today, but it's going to be special for the years to come as they look back on their career and their time here at USF. This will be definitely one of those memories.
You spent some time this week talking to the team about what happened when USF played there in 2011. Important that they know the history, but what's the fine line between looking back and being fully prepared for today?
Yes, we definitely talked about that. I spent a little bit more time talking about that than I did on Notre Dame's history. We like to make sure it's all about us and it's all about University of South Florida. And, for me, I have talked about before, hey, anything that's been done once can be done again. And it wasn't that long ago that the South Florida Bulls went up to South Bend and came home with a victory. And so I definitely wanted the guys to understand that's been done, and a great opportunity to learn from some of our former teams and former players. And then the other message is, hey, this is your time. This is the 2020 USF Bulls opportunity to build off that legacy.
Well, certainly the Bulls played disciplined football last week. No turnovers, not many penalties. Held Citadel to less than 4 yards a carry. Not many people do that to Citadel in that offense. But now Notre Dame, top 10 team, so much bigger. That's one of the things that really jumps out, the way they use their tight ends, their offensive and defensive linemen. What do the Bulls have to do today to excel?
Yeah, there's no doubt. This is a huge challenge for us, but, you know, we get excited about the challenges that we have in front of us, and this won't be the last time we play a really good team on the road. For us, the message is, you know, it's about our plan to win. You know, it's about how we play and how we protect the football. We want to be the least penalized team, and, you know, we have to know what we're doing, and we got to be able to go let loose and make plays and really worry about the things that we can control, and that's how efficient we are on offense and defense.
Offensively, last week the running game was terrific, 300-plus yards. Passing game, not quite as productive. Of course, it was a wet night. There were other factors there. But how important is it today to get the passing game going?
Yeah, there's no doubt. You're not going to be able to beat a defense like Notre Dame being one-dimensional. And obviously very pleased with the way that we ran the ball last week. But, you know, we're going to have to be balanced. And, you know, a lot of it be dictated by how Notre Dame chooses to play us. You know, I expect them to have a lot of guys around the box, and that's going to force us to have to make some plays down the field. And I'm optimistic that we have some guys that will be able to do just that.
You've taken such great care on travel for this game, from airplane seating to all the things that just have to be done in this day and age. Are you at the point where you have at least a little bit of a comfort level with going on the road?
Yeah, you know, it's just part of our new procedures that we have this year. And it just hasn't started during game week. I mean, we're used to the added procedures and protocols. But, you know, that's part of it. You know, again, from the very beginning, we've had two goals. One, to keep our players and staff safe and healthy. And the second one, to be able to play football. And so when you're trying to accomplish both of those goals, there's extra levels of precaution. And we're very fortunate. We have a great sports medicine staff. And they've allowed us to get to where we are today to be able to play in this game.
Every week it's another first. This week it's first road game. Coach, enjoy it. Have a great afternoon.
Thank you, and go Bulls.
Head coach of the Bulls, Jeff Scott. We are just a few minutes away. Going to get it started from South Bend shortly. The Bulls and Notre Dame coming up on the USF Football Radio Network, presented by Marathon.